Welcome to the new improved podcast by me, Al Berman, called Sober Man Podcast, formerly Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, and then formerly Live from a studio apartment, Al Berman Live from a studio apartment. Got rid of the North Hollywood, shortened the title, but now it's Sober Man Podcast, and it's been a long time since I've done a podcast, and I don't feel like I'm in optimum podcast shape, but I'm going to do my best. I have to get this thing off the ground eventually, and this is the eventually that I'm doing it right now. Eventually, at this moment, is the eventuality that I'm doing the podcast. And the reason I'm starting now, and I didn't start before now, is because just this past week, my website has been redone. Why am I saying it like a question? Redone? Was it? I don't know. Was it redone? You tell me. You take a look. Now I'm doing Jackie Mason. I redid my website, and it was a long time. It was a long process. Through no fault of anybody's. Mostly, I guess it would be my. I would take responsibility for it because I'm not well versed in this kind of stuff. I've always had that excuse. But what happened is I got one of my neighbors, Dwayne. He basically put together the basics of the website. And why am I telling you all this? Well, you know, because I am. Anyway, he put the basics together, the technical aspects of it. And then I had a guy named Leon, who I met through somebody. A woman named Erin, and he heard some stand-up of mine, and he wanted to get involved in sort of the marketing aspect of my illustrious stand-up career, and took a look at my website, came up with some ideas, so helped me with that, and then I got this guy, Andrew, who is a professional website person who did a bunch of edits, and it's not completely finished in terms of what I want to change some things about it, but it's I had to roll it out because it's taken too long. I've been out of the podcast game too long, and I've got to get back into it because there's simply not enough podcasts out there in the world. There's such a wide open market for podcast. Everybody has a podcast now. It's actually a requirement to live in this country. It goes with the Affordable Care Act. You have to have a podcast. Well, you have to have an affordable podcast, and mine's quite affordable. It's free! I'm excited about this new website. I've called it Sober Man Podcast because I am sober many, many years. And, of course, I've realized now I've painted myself into a sober corner because, like, say I go out and start drinking alcohol or taking drugs again, there goes the whole Sober Man thing. So I got to kind of stay the course for the sake of my career. And hopefully that will be accomplished one day at a time, as they say. Although I have been, I have considered, knocked my flute. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to tell you I did something here. I've got a case on my thing, and I think I punctured it. Oh, nice going, Al. Punctured it with my flute. Punctured on my phone. My case on my phone, punctured with the flute. And now I need a new case. Thank you! What was I talking about? I was talking about something. I forget what it was. Let me see. Oh, my God. I'm spacing out here. That's because the flute just pierced the case on my phone. Thank God! The case was there, so it wouldn't pierce the screen. But I understand it's pretty cheap to get a new case, like $5 or something like that. Oh my God. Hold on one second. I think I have to take a break. Okay, the break's over. I was looking at the case. It's not too bad, but I'm so obsessive, I'll probably have to go and get it. You know, it's funny. I know what I was going to talk about is that I have an intro, a recorded intro for my new podcast that I simply don't know how to do yet. And I didn't want to wait and do the podcast. I didn't want to wait any longer to do the podcast. So I'm here I am. Here I am doing it with my flute, the old flute. If you were a fan or you've listened to the old podcast, you recognize that flute. Well, that flute's going away, folks. There's going to be now a new Sheriff intro in town, and it's already recorded, and I just have to know, figure out how to put it up. And I've got a techie friend of mine, another person, this young guy, friend of mine is a playwright and a technical social media wizard who's going to help me figure some things out. He basically is going to come over and help me. He's going to help me show me some things. He's going to show me some things. And that's that. Welcome back. I know I'm kind of meandering. I'm just, like I said, I'm not in the greatest podcast shape. Maybe it's best. Maybe I should record this thing over again. I'll listen to this later, and if it sounds terrible, I will redo it, okay? I'll redo it, and you won't even hear this, folks. You won't even know what happened unless I tell you. So what has been going on? I haven't, it's been a long, it's been a long time. My mom passed away, and I did a tribute to her on my, that was the last podcast I did. And I took a long break because I felt like it kind of culminated. That was sort of a culmination. It was 111 episodes. And you know, another thing is I hope to figure out how to get into the iTunes store now. I never could figure that out. And now, in this new rebooted configuration, I'm hoping to be able to get in there and get some fans. Is that the whole point? But my point is to doing this has always been just to kind of mine for material, another way to mine for material, just in my house, talking to myself into a microphone, you know, and it's just a way. Sometimes I've got 111 episodes of stuff, and I bet you I've got at least 10 seconds, average of 10 seconds of some gold on each of those, which could actually be translate into pretty decent stand-up comedy. Will I ever sit down and go through it all? I attempted to at one point and started taking notes, and it was treacherous. It was torturous to have to sit through. That's like, you know, 50-some hours worth of podcasting. And so, I don't know. And you know, another thing is, I think I might have learned my lesson on this. I pierced my cover on my new iPhone 6. I have a case that covers the actual screen, which thank God I have that. And you know, normally I make notes. I make my notes into my phone, then I transfer the notes I want to speak about onto a notebook. And then I do my podcast, and the flute rests next to the notebook. But today I said, well, I'm going to forego the notebook and do the phone. Just go right into the, 21st century. And so what happens? My phone is sitting next to my flute. I accidentally knock the flute over, and it pierces my case. It's got a little crack in it. All right, I've obsessed about that enough. So what's been going on? Basically, I'm still in the studio apartment. I live in Los Angeles, in case you don't know this. And the rents are going through the roof. You know, I've been out here for decades. When I first came out here, this was a perfect place to be a struggling artist. You know, I came out here, I won't say the year, I'm not giving that away, but I came out here and a friend of mine and I, we would share an apartment, and we were paying so little rent. I mean, literally, we shared a single that was $95 a month. It was a horrendous single. Tons of roaches, which I've been getting some roaches in my house, which is completely clean. And then we had a one bedroom that was $165, went up to $175. It was really different in those days. I guess, I don't know what it was, why people hadn't discovered this place yet, this paradise of weather, of warm weather, and it was just, I don't know. But anyway, now it seems like they've made Los Angeles, I think it's one of three of the top cities to live in the world, and it's become this, the markets, it's ridiculous. I mean, people are paying, like, what? It's like New York. New York people will pay, like, $2,500 for a studio. They're not paying that much yet, but it's going in that direction. And they just keep building and building and building. My neighborhood alone has got so much building going on, so many new places. Thank God I've got a freaking my own parking place. You know, we have a park. We have our own parking lot in this place. But what's happening is it's sort of a landlord's market. So the landlords are being really my landlords have been very, what's the word I'm looking for? Not nice. They've been doing different things. They do the bare minimum, and that's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. I've realized they can't do anything more to me, I don't think, unless I don't pay my rent. They've got me not smoking cigars in my apartment. I believe they fabricated complaints. I think that they just put together their own complaints and were betting that I wasn't going to want to fight it because I would have to get an attorney. It'd be an uphill battle. And then the hearing would be up to one judge. And in this political climate where most people don't like smoking, the judge could just go, hey, you're not smoking cigars anywhere near that building. So now I sit in my car and I feel like almost like a pervert because at night sometimes I'm smoking in my car and I try not to say anything to people if they go by or look at them. I mean, unless I happen to really know them. And, you know, it's not the most comfortable situation. And it's like it's illegal now. It's illegal to smoke tobacco pretty much anywhere. In Burbank, which is this next city over, you are not allowed to smoke on the streets. You know, and my feeling is, let's just go back to smoking and not smoking, and I'm totally get it. You don't want smoke to go into your, if you don't smoke, and even if you do smoke, you don't want smoke blowing directly into your face. I'm for that. I am with you. I am so with you on that, that I'm more than with you. And, it's, you know, it's, there's been a lot of talk about the political correctness and the politically correct thought police in comedy, and this is just another tributary of the politically correct movement in that no smoking. Because my feeling is this. Smoking is not the healthiest. You're right. It is not the healthiest thing. It may not be healthy at all. Although my dad's 87 years old, been smoking cigarettes since he's a teenager, is on absolutely no medication. Okay? No medication. And he hardly drinks water. So he's defying all the odds. He's like an alien. So you don't want smoke blowing directly into your face. But if you really want to talk about the health issues, why don't we just ban automobiles and airplanes and donuts and McDonald's? I mean, we could really take this, you know, what's his face? Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, who was the mayor of New York, tried to ban supersized soda drinks. I mean, listen, are we free or not? And we're free to do what we want to our own bodies, right? So, or shouldn't we be? Or do we need to be dictated to? And because this is we know, because Father knows best, you know, Father being the powers that be. Anyway, I'm on a soapbox, and I do apologize. I can't believe I cracked my little case here, and I have learned my lesson. The rent market is very, very high here. And so I do believe that they people that own my building want to get rid of me, want to get rid of anybody that's been here because it's a rent-controlled building. They can only raise the rent a certain amount each month, not each month, each year. And, you know, that they feel like they're losing out. But it's sort of like, what, you know, are you going to jump over dollars to get the pennies? What if you have a sure thing, you got a good tenants, you know, you're losing, what, a couple thousand a year? You think you're losing? I mean, just think about the money you have to invest to make this. I've been here for a long time. You have to redo this whole place. And then who do you know who's going to come in here and how long are they going to stay? I mean, it just seems ridiculous. But I know several people that have been driven out of here. And I think some of it has been fabricated. And one person, a girl, she had a little business going and she was really nice. She was my friend and she was very low key. And they made it very uncomfortable for her. So screw them. Anyway, so now my new podcast is here and I'm going to start, as you see, I call this one, it's episode 112 reboot. I'm going to start, titling the podcast. That was a suggestion from my guy, Leon, my guy. And, so hopefully, what I'm saying today isn't boring and I don't have to redo this thing. But I do feel that those feelings, like I do feel out of shape. I got to tell you, I feel a little self-conscious talking to myself, talking with myself. But I am looking, I usually look at my microwave, which is across from me. And my microwave gives me the signals of I'm doing well. No, I'm just playing. Well, I mentioned roaches. Yeah, I started getting roaches here. And I had a cracked bathtub. And maybe they were coming in because of the water, something to do with the bathtub. But I never had roaches before. This building, I don't believe, ever had roaches before. And first I saw them in the courtyard, then I started seeing them in here, and they were really big, big roaches. And so we just got my bathtub fixed. Hopefully the roaches have taken a hiatus. Although I did come home the other night, and there was a giant roach that was laying on its back, dead, in the hallway. As I passed it, they're so dramatic the way they lay on their back. They're, goodbye, cruel world. I'm hopefully they're gone. Who wants roaches? Nobody wants roaches. They're disgusting. They're friggin' disgusting. So what else has been going on? Well, I found out that I got the Affordable Health Care Act, healthcare. And found out it wasn't all that affordable. It's not that affordable after all. I was getting subsidized, but then I made too much money, and now I owe all this money back to the gov, so I'm paying them back. It just seems like a crazy system. I mean, I don't think that... I don't like it. I don't like it. I guess it's better... I don't know. Is it better than... Before I couldn't even get health insurance. You know what it was? I was really lucky. When I got my health insurance, if you've been listening at all, or you have been listening, I had my hips replaced a couple years ago, and I couldn't get health insurance until the beginning of the Affordable Health Care Act, when there was just a very tiny window of for people with pre-existing conditions. And I jumped in. I was very fortunate and got that. And that was, I had great insurance, and then that went away. And now I have okay insurance, but, I'm going to have to pay a lot of money to keep it. And it just seems, it's not really that affordable. And I don't know what's going to happen with it, but, it's the insurance companies, folks. You can blame the president, I know many people do. You can blame whoever, but I blame the insurance companies. I say it's the insurance companies. I thought that the Affordable Health Care Act was going to mean, okay, there was going to be more customers, and that was going to drive the prices down. But instead, it drove the prices up. Because as my doc said, he said, the insurance companies are not going to lose money. They will not lose money. So, so be it. So be it, I say to you. I say that to you, and you say that to me. Let's see, what else here? What else is going on? Oh, my dad came to visit. He came about a month and a half ago, and we had a really nice visit. We really bonded. It was great. We went up to the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, not because my dad's a Republican or I'm a Republican. We just were looking for something to do, and my friend Deb suggested we go up there, so we went up there. And I was really looking forward to seeing the Air Force One getting to go on it, and I was really disappointed in that. It was really not as I was expecting the West Wing, like I'd show West Wing, that giant luxury airliner. Instead, what did I get? I got what did I get? What did everybody get? It was a 707, small plane, not that luxurious. I mean, you know, it's a, you have a sense of history, but it turns out it was run from 73 to 01. I think W was the last president to use that plane. Now the one that our current president uses is a 747, so maybe that's more like the West Wing luxurious plane. Hopefully that is, because who wants to fly? Who wants to fly commercial when you can fly privately? Okay, I feel like now I'm just rambling on, and I actually want to go and see if I can get a new case for my phone, because I'm obsessive now. I'm obsessed. I've been obsessive for a while. But, you know, this is a little over 20 minutes or something like that. This is a good start. Hopefully I don't have to redo this. I don't listen to this and go, man, this is so boring. And maybe even if it is boring, I'll just keep it on. Maybe I'll go like, hey, this will be the boring podcast. That's the kind of podcast that I want to put out. And people say, well, that's good because you're doing it. No, hopefully it's not boring. Hopefully it's just at least interesting, occasionally funny. That's it. What else do you want from me, folks? I'm out of podcast shape. I've got to start doing podcast crunches, podcast squats. Okay. All right, so hopefully the next time I do a podcast after this one, like next week, I'm going to start trying to do it like on a once-a-week basis again. Hopefully I will be able to have that intro and maybe an outro thing to do. So until next time, this is you've been listening to Soberman Podcast. And thanks for listening. And I'm going to go out with the flute here.